Did you watch the Donuts last night?
No.
The German band?
I saw a couple of their songs, yeah.
Yeah, they. I know that you also cover the Ramones, yeah, Pet Sematary, and they played it last night. Will you still play it?
I don't think so. Just mainly because we never play that song. Because, like, one problem that I have is that so many people have said, like, oh, hey, like, you're in Muncie Girls. Oh, my favourite song of yours is Pet Sematary. And I'm like, yeah, we didn't write that. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, that's a cover of the Ramones? Like, and they go, they get embarrassed because it's such a huge song. And, like, they don't want to look like they don't know, like, about the Ramones. So they go like, yeah, well, shut up. And I'm like, don't tell me to shut up. And it turns into this weird fight. So I'm like, I don't like that song anymore. Maybe it's been soured by people. No. But also it's really hard to sing. It's very high. I think it's like I'd end up screaming it and sounding like a dying animal. So I don't think there's any point.
Muncie Girls are the only band with a female front singer who plays on the main stage. And there only have been, I think, at least three or other bands who played at the beach stage with female singers. At least in the German punk scene, there are more and more female punk hardcore singers, female hardcore singers. Do you kind of feel that they are underrepresented in the scene?
Yeah, I do think that. I definitely think that. It's really complicated because there's two like major problems. And the first one is that there's no exposure and kind of like even with like probably a distinct lack of actual women in punk rock and hardcore anyway, even when there are women in bands, I think that a lot of the time it's harder to promote them, or like people don't make as much of an effort to promote them. And then so then that leads to the other problem, that there are actually less women in those bands for reasons that are ignored, like the fact that they're not encouraged when they're younger, or it's like very like male dominated, so they don't feel comfortable to get involved. And also like their male counterparts not encouraging their like friends that are girls to get involved. So there's like those two massive problems, which like both together mean that the women are underrepresented.
But do you ever feel that you had to prove yourself when you started with Muncie Girls?
I guess in hindsight I do feel like that, but at the time I didn't. But I'm quite like gobby. I don't know if that's like, do you know what I mean? Like I've never worried about how I come across particularly. You know, I've always been like really confident, and I know that's not the same for everyone. So I'm very privileged to have that kind of like blind confidence, which makes me completely embarrassing and like an idiot most of the time. But in terms of being in a band, it's been good for me. So I just never cared. But actually, yeah, I do feel like maybe sometimes I did overcompensate. Like now that I can look back to 4 years ago or whenever we started touring, and probably I was a little bit like overly confident just so that people would know that girls can be like that. So yeah, maybe I did. But at the time I didn't think I was doing that. I thought I was just being normal.
Let's talk about your debut record. I saw on the record a lot of feminist literature references, like Gosnells, has this kind of Sylvia Plath touch, or the reference to the suffragette movement. How much were you, was it some sort of idea of yours that it dominates the record in a way? Or did you think of some sort of a theme?
I don't think at all, because I think I didn't, like even now, I don't think that those issues like overbear the record or whatever. Like, especially for us as a band, like those are just like small snippets of lyrics. Like, it's in no way like a concept album or even like a themed album. Like, every song is just like, those things are just put in there because that's what I just randomly thought of at the time, or that was what I was thinking at the time. But yeah, it wasn't like intentional at all. And I think more for like the whole record, it was more about us writing the songs and putting them all together, and those little bits of lyrics are kind of just like, are just like, basically I was reading Sylvia Plath, or I was reading about the suffragettes, or I was inspired by something I heard at the time. So yeah, it's more about like kind of what just came out at the time rather than like an intentional thing.
First, what's the name of your producer, and how was the work with him in the studio?
He's called Lewis Johns, and it was great.
He's cool. Awesome. He's like a guy who's produced a few of our friends' bands before as well, and he's done some records that we were like really big fans of. So when we were looking to do the album, like, we kind of just got in touch with him, and he just got it, you know, like we were just chatting and he's a really nice guy and he's just did a really good job. Like the whole thing was really easy, wasn't it? Like really relaxed and he knows what he's doing, so we just had to play and then he just made us sound better than we are.
The record came out in March. How did you perceive the critical reception so far of the record? Do you care at all or do you just leave it outside?
I think we care, like, in terms of, like, everyone cares. Some people might say they don't care, but they do care. And, like, it's just been so nice. Like, if we read a, like, scathing review that was really mean, it probably would be quite upsetting. But actually, everything we've read has, like, been super nice. We've been so lucky. Like, I think a lot of people as well, like, because a lot of it's, like, small press and, like, friends, like, fanzines and like, blogs and stuff. So, like, it would be kind of strange in that world for someone to write something mean. So it has all been... We've just seen the nice stuff. But yeah, it's just been so insane, isn't it? It's been like, we couldn't believe it.
How easily satisfied are you when you're writing your songs? Are you very self-critical or does it take some time until you
sometimes,
feel like the song is finished?
Sometimes we, because I'll just get the lyrics down at home and then we make it all full band. And sometimes it happens like literally straight away. Or sometimes it's like a real battle to find the right like groove, the right like... dynamics and everything, and like we're constantly battling against each other with different parts, or sometimes it's like we have like a common ideal for the song, like we know exactly where it's going to go and it goes there straight away. So it completely varies, doesn't it? Like each song's different.
Yeah, definitely. Like the process that we put the songs together varies quite a lot. Not saying that one way is better than the other, it's just what makes the songs different, I guess.
Do you still think of little changes now after the record is out?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, after playing the same songs every night, pretty much, I'm like, oh, I should have put this cool drum fill in there. So sometimes I do it live, but I don't want to change it too much because it really annoys me when you watch bands and they, like, totally change the songs from, you know, the record. So, like, yeah, we do a bit, but at the same time, I don't really care, like, what it is on the record. I'm happy with it.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Do you also, I don't know, have a look at how people react when you play those songs live? Is that maybe a criteria for you to pick a song to play?
Yeah, a bit. So like, we don't think about it too much.
No, we really just play what we want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How we're feeling on the day is like, I don't want to play that song today, so we won't play it. Or like, I really feel like we should play this song. Like, yeah.
And also, like, it depends, like, what show it is. If it's loads of our old friends, we'll play old songs. Or if it's just people where we think may have only heard the like our new record, we'll try and play mostly just that. But generally, like, we're just like, nah, fuck it. Like, if we want to play a song, we'll just play it.
I read an interview and there was one sentence of you that which quite surprised me, in which you said, I hate it, I don't want to talk about it. That you hated the song, but why? How come?
I just don't really like it that much. I said it. Okay. I remember, yeah, because I do. I don't like it. The lyrics are really corny, and the whole idea of the song is kind of corny. But, I mean, like, I think it's okay, and it's one of those ones where I say I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it, and then I listen to it, and I'm like... it's actually okay, like, it's not as bad as I thought, but it's not one of my favourites at all. It's my least favourite.
Actually, I think it's quite nice because it's so different from the other songs on the record.
It is quite different, isn't it?
They both ask you, what's your favourite club in London?
Favourite, like, venue to play, you mean?
The Lexington's a really cool place. I think for, like, that size venue, it's, like, 250, I think, capacity. I think for that sort of size, it's, like, really nice. It's a really nice space.
I think my favourite that I've seen is... we haven't played there, but there's a place called DIY Space, which is just, like, kind of, like, a private club. So there's not, like, members of... you have to be a member. And it's really, really, like, inclusive and, like, left-wing and just kind of a comfortable atmosphere, which is cool. And it's different to just, like, a general... boring like club that we normally go to, so it'd be cool to play there at some point. And they do some really cool, like, really good shows.
So you just said that you've already been on tour for 2 weeks and you'll be touring again in November and December. Mm-hmm. Where will you be playing?
On that tour we'll be playing in all around the UK. So we'll be playing our local venue, the Cavern in Exeter, the Underworld in Camden in London, and then like a bunch of other places. But
Edinburgh,
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could check the dates if anyone's interested. But are we coming back to Europe? I think we are. I think we're coming back before.
Potentially. We're not sure yet.
We're planning coming back to Europe before that. So keep your eyes peeled if anyone's interested.
Do you have any country in mind where you would like to play?
Everywhere. We'd love to go lots of different places.
I really want to go to Japan and play there. That's always been like a dream of mine. So I hope we get to do that at some point.
What were your most memorable concert experience so far, playing shows and attending shows?
I always remember one of my favourite shows that I went to was when I was like 15 and I saw the Bouncing Souls in like at the Cavern Club in Exeter, which is like a small venue, and that was like one of my best shows I've ever been to, because they're like my favourite band, and they were like, I remember being at that show being like, I want to do that forever.
It's hard to remember. but I went to see Sleater Kinney, and that was like a year ago, but it doesn't count because it was like a concert, it wasn't like a show. But my favourite shows that I've been to or played, actually, probably when I was younger and just like at the Cavern in Exeter, like just going to shows every week, and every time was so exciting to find a new punk band. And then sometimes if we really liked them, we'd go and see them in Bristol and Cardiff the next couple of days or something. And that was like a real time of like discovering punk rock, and everything was so exciting. And it still is, but like in a very different way. It was like a real time of discovery and coming of age.
I can't think beyond yesterday right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Flatliners, because
yesterday.
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm trying to think, but
it was a great
I have
show.
No idea.
It was
a good show. So I'm just going to go with that.
It really was a great show. Did you see Jeno Biafra?
Yes, it was literally amazing.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it.
But did you also see that he kicked people off the stage?
That was my favourite thing I've ever seen. Literally, like, I was overwhelmed and elated. Jello Biafra, punk rock hero. But yeah, it was funny, and his outfit was insane. He looked so good. Yeah, I was really like awestruck, like just with all.
Where was
yeah,
I?
It was brilliant. You were there. You were walking past constantly.
I don't know where
you were marching
I
up and down.
Yeah.
I saw you about five times.
Just walking around.
We had a few beers.
Yeah.
I was sipping champagne at the back watching Jello Biafra, wondering at what point I'd died and gone to heaven. It was great.